Trying to do good today? Nobody's even trying anymore. If you just try to do good, you're going to be an oddball. All right, that was George Harrison we were playing. George Harrison on his deathbed. Did he finally reveal the truth about Paul McCartney's death?
My name is George Harrison. The Beatles were a worldwide phenomenon. It's been a terrible burden of guilt. Being part of this great deception.
Here's one of the clues. Uh-huh.
For it was many years ago, in 1966, that my mates and I promised never to tell the story that I'm about to tell.
And what is the story, Tom?
Well, this is what happened. In 1968, yeah. Paul McCartney was killed in the car accident.
Wait. We got this guy on. Is it Joel that's going to join us? Joel Gilbert. Joel, the documentary is out.
I'm here.
Paul McCartney really is dead. We have one of the world's foremost experts on the Beatles, and his website, Tom Wants to Play with Paul McCartney, is a sensation. So he's really into this as well. You believe he's dead, right?
He's definitely dead. He died in 68.
And finally, the proof is here, and you claim you have I think it's all BS, but you claim you have a tape of George Harrison on his deathbed, giving his last will and testament, and finally revealing the truth. And what is that, sir?
Well, we did receive two tapes about 5 years ago, which we spent some time trying to authenticate. It sounds just like George Harrison, and this happened after he was attacked in his home. Everyone remembers that an intruder stabbed him, and he almost died. So on these two tapes that we received anonymously, George Harrison tells this whole story from the beginning about how Paul McCartney died in a car accident, and they were forced by MI5, the British intelligence, to come up with an imposter so that they would prevent the suicides of Beatles fans. It was well known at that time that with Beatlemania, the women were just hysterical.
So they were concerned about mass suicides, but how did they find a guy that looks just like Paul McCartney, that plays like Paul McCartney, sings like Paul McCartney, and can write songs like Paul McCartney?
Well, we know this. First of all, we know this to be true, that they did hold Dick Clark's American Bandstand held a Paul McCartney look-alike contest, but no winner was ever announced. Now, George Harrison's voice contends that, yes, there was a winner whose name was William Campbell, and they simply, at that time, they announced they're no longer touring anymore. So
the guy that was at the White House, I hope we did our security check, although we don't care about security checks at this White House. And why is that, Al? Because it's a black president, right?
Valerie Jarrett's busy, getting busy with the president and not checking the list.
Do you think that will come out at the Blagojevich trial? That's what they're saying.
I don't know.
Valerie and Barry are lovers. All right. So Paul McCartney's real name, the Paul McCartney that we have, his real name is?
His name is William Campbell, according to these tapes.
And where is he from?
He's from Canada.
Okay.
And won this Paul McCartney look-alike.
Got it. And tell me about the trailer. Where can people go to see this trailer?
Yeah, you can check out the trailer, paulreallyisdead.com.
Mm-hmm. And you believe it, huh?
I totally believe it. I've heard the tapes of George. I compared it with other tapes. It's exactly his voice. And, the Beatles have been talking about this. Look at Sgt. Pepper. You see all the clues. You see the Welcome the Rolling Stones. You see the hand over Paul McCartney's head. You see Paul's instrument and flowers.
Three weeks ago, with members of Pink Floyd and members of Yes, I recorded at Abbey Road 3 weekends ago, and I walked across Abbey Road, and you say that cover reveals that that's not Paul
McCartney.
Oh, Abbey
Road, if you look at the cover, it says the license plate, a white Beetle car, LMW, Linda McCartney wife, if 28 years old, if Paul was alive, his feet are out of step. He's in a fresh suit.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
There's a hearse in the picture. His legs are backwards. John represents Jesus in the picture. The second one is Ringo carrying the flowers. Paul is dead, deceased. His legs are out of order. Turn the album over.
Yeah.
There's a crack. You could see a skull in the shadow. There's a crack between Abbey Road. It says AD for after death.
Here's the deal, bud. I met with George Martin, the fifth Beatle, the producer of the Beatles. They would have just been another Hamburg bar band without his masterful work. Would you agree that the production?
Definitely.
Okay.
Big time.
And he says, look, they couldn't come up with a cover. They wanted to maybe be on the top of the Himalayas. They wanted to be airlifted, and they needed to get the album at the time out, and so they just walked across the street and took a picture.
Well,
that it was really that simple. There's not a bunch of symbolism. This is the guy that did the documentary, Joel Gilbert. Joel, what to you is the most startling evidence that the Paul McCartney that we have now is really dead?
Well, what's most obvious to me is the Sergeant Pepper's cover, number one, is known as a funeral scene. If you look at it, you can see it's an actual grave scene.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then on the very after that, George Harrison purports in these tapes that they were threatened by MI5 for giving too many clues.
And was John Lennon killed because he was going to give out this information?
That, according to this tape. But the very next album was the White Album, and they didn't put any clues on it because they were so scared of MI5.
Look at the lawsuits. Look at the lawsuits that would happen, man.
Here's the deal. I don't think the Beatle Paul McCartney would have done the theme to Spies Like Us. Only the imposter would have done music this awful.
And Greasy, if you believe, Tom, if you believe...
Just because he doesn't wash his hair, don't call him that.
All right. If you believe that Paul McCartney is dead, what year did he die?
1968.
Why would you have a website that says Tom wants to play with Paul McCartney?
It should be Tom wants to play with Paul McCartney's... imposter. You know, I got in trouble. The Beatles came after me legally because of a tape that I have. I'm going to play that again because Linda, who came after me, is, well, God rest her soul. I isolated Linda McCartney singing when I engineered a concert, and they sent me a cease and desist. They don't want you to hear this. You don't think she was in the band Wings because of her singing ability, do you?
I'm Ringo, and I play the drums.
I'm Paul, and I play the bass.
I'm Yoko, and I play the metal pail and the cat.
I'm a loser.